Design, may I help you?
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, it's Nicole. How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Pretty good. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, you spoke with the underwriter, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how did that go?
Everything's all right, except I've got one thing I've got to get cleared up.
The SOS?
The Franchise Tax Secretary of State.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to ask. We have issued an approval, and for one of the programs, it could fund today if you needed to, but the only thing we need is that show the SOS in good standing. So that's what hold
that
up.
Is, they have reinstated the franchise tax in Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
It takes away for about 5 years, and now they've reinstated it. And we're running behind getting it filed. You have to have your taxes all finished and cleaned up and before you can ever get to that. So he's running late on it. We're trying to get it done as quick as possible, but he told me it would hold it up until we could do that.
Okay. So there's no way you can just go online and just pay for the SOS? They won't do that?
The franchise tax is like doing a tax return in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
It's not something I can just go on there and pay. I have to file the report and pay whatever it ends up being.
Okay.
It's not something fast and easy. It'll take a couple of days to get anything done with it. So.
Okay.
I think I will be all right until next week, and I will hope to have on my payroll, and I hope to have all that finished so I can go ahead and look at what y'all have to offer.
Okay. So right now we're thinking an approval of about $150,000.
Now he said $150,000 to $175,000.
Well, we can do. I do have $175,000, but the payback is higher on that one.
Okay.
So I wanted to do the $150,000. Unless it's crucial that you get the $175,000, I can look at those options for you. I'm just waiting to
hear. He gave me some options. He said that we could start with this, and then if we see we're going to need more, once they see how we're paying and all, then we could add additional to it.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
Okay.
So we'll start with an amount, and we can, if you call us in a few months, we can get you additional funding.
Okay, on the $150,000, what kind of payback is that?
So it's going to depend on the term you choose. Now, we have everything from, we could do 9 months to 12 months.
Okay.
So 9 and 12.
He told me 12 and 18 is what he thought he could do. So at least the 12 months would be, what kind of payback on it would it be?
Okay, so we can do the 18-month. That would be on the 175 approval. And I can email you that option as well if you want to look at it.
Yeah, I would be open to both of them just to get me through these and see how we like what y'all do and see how you like us, and we could go from there.
Okay, so I'm going to email this to you, but for the 150, there are two different programs. So for the 150, you would have the option of having a weekly or a daily payback. And you could pay the loan off at any time, and we would give you 25% off any remaining interest. Or if you renew it, we would waive any remaining interest. So that's a really good program if you think you're going to use the funding, you know, a few months down the road, say in 6 months or so.
It's weekly on this, weekly, daily.
This one's weekly and daily. Mm-hmm.
I've never done anything on a weekly basis like that before.
It comes out automatic, so it's just an automatic ACH. It's typically how these loans will work. They take a monthly payment and then break it down to a micropayment. And the reason for that is because a lot of these loans are very short-term, and the loan amounts are very high. And so if you had, you know, $15,000 a month payment, or I've even seen $40,000 a month, you know, if someone picks a very, very short term, if someone was to default on that loan, that would be a lot of money. So if we break it down into four payments or daily payments and somebody, say, got behind or had trouble, we can at least help them and restructure their loan. And that's kind of the reasoning behind that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I had never heard of that, so that's fine.
It's pretty standard. Now, if you went with the 175, which I'm going to email you the terms on that, you can go out to 18 months. You can do something shorter as well, and that would be only a daily option on that one. So I'll email you both.
All right.
That one you can pay off early as well and get a discount. Okay. It's about 6% off any principal and interest. So what I want you to keep in mind is with these loans, the longer you stretch them out, the more you pay back in interest.
Right.
So if you don't like maybe one of the –
hopefully these jobs at the first of the, until the first of the year would give us enough to pay it all back within 6 months. But, I don't know that for sure.
You just want to have that cushion is what you're
right.
saying.
Right. I'd rather have the cushion and then pay
exactly.
it all faster if I can.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead and send them, and I'll work on this other, and I'll touch base with you in a couple of days when I can find out about this other, okay?
Okay.
How long
Sounds
will
good.
How long will my approval be good?
Well, we usually keep it open till the end of the month. And then we need to get new bank statements. So we can probably keep it open for you till next week, I would think, till the end of next week.
Okay. Well, let me see what I can do then, and we may have to, it just depends on how fast I can get him to figure that and get it filed and then to show it of record. That'll be the next trip. I can take it to the state of Oklahoma. We have an office in Tulsa. Our main thing mm-hmm. is in Oklahoma City. But
okay.
I can take it down to the Oklahoma Tax Commission here in Tulsa and see if it can get handled any faster once I can get it from the accountant. So let me do some
okay.
work on that, and it'll take me a couple of days at least to get something going, okay?
Okay, and I'll get these numbers for you and email them
okay,
over.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.